2025.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, the government has released a list of US products which could be hit with retaliatory tariffs in response to Donald Trump's levies. Britain will see a 10% levy imposed on its exports to America, but some countries like China will see a 54% tax. Stock markets have fallen and the dollar was at a six-month low against the pound earlier. Presenter of the news agency USA, John Sopel, says the president is taking a gamble.
Americans are much more exposed to the stock market than people in Britain. People have their pensions, what's called their 401k, which is normally in stocks and shares, and they will be looking at the fact that this, you know, their the value of their portfolio or whatever it is, their pension, is down 10% on 6 weeks ago.
The Charity Commission has opened a compliance investigation into a children's charity co-founded by Prince Harry. He left Centre Barley along with several trustees last week. At the weekend, the charity's chair accused the Duke of Sussex of harassment and bullying. He attacked what he calls blatant lies. A man who was using 100 gas canisters to make cannabis sweets has admitted the manslaughter of a seven-year-old boy. Archie York was killed in an explosion in Newcastle last year. 33-year-old Rhys Gilbraith has been told he faces a significant custodial sentence. The Transport Secretary has overruled planners and approved the expansion of Luton Airport. It will pave the way for millions more passengers by the mid-2040s and thousands of extra flights. Now, I mentioned earlier the government has released a list of US products that could be hit with tariffs if the government decides to retaliate to Donald Trump's measures. They include things like whiskey, jeans and motorbikes, but also swords, binoculars, grand pianos and, just in case you were thinking of ordering one up, roller coasters. In the city, the FTSE 100 closed down 134 points at 84.74. The pound buys $1.32 and €1.19. And the weather, rain in the southwest tonight. That will move into Northern Ireland, mostly dry elsewhere, a low of 1. Showers in the west dying out tomorrow, and it will be another fine and dry day, a high of 20. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Well, roller coaster off the shopping list, but I do have gorgeous music on it from Bach and Mozart, and from John Williams and War Horse, the sound of homecoming on the way.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM. Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
fourth movement of Bach's Wachital for Zion. Here's the Watchman singing, the English Baroque soloist and Monteverdi choir, directed by John Elliott Gardner. And the piece before on Classic FM, the finale of Mozart's Horn Concerto No. 4, Ivor Dudler and the Camerata Schweiz, directed by Howard Griffiths. Now, as well as bringing you great favourites on Classic FM through the afternoon, like the Vaughan Williams that I'm about to play, the Overture from the Wasps, it's also lovely to bring you pieces that we don't share too often. And this, so loved. Perhaps you fell for the story that I'm about to share when you read the book. Maybe it was the stage production that you took your family to see, or perhaps you fell for Joey the Bay, the star of War Horse, when you saw the Steven Spielberg adaptation of the story War Horse. The score provided by John Williams. This, the sound from War Horse of Homecoming.
Thank you. Hope you enjoyed that. Don't play it too often. From John Williams and Warhorse, The Sound of Homecoming. I wonder if you remember the back in 2012, the River Pageant for the Diamond Jubilee celebrations, when the stage production at the National Theatre, they had those life-size horse puppets, and they ran along the rooftop of the National Theatre during the Thames River Pageant for the Diamond Jubilee. Such an incredible story, so loved across the globe. Homecoming from Warhorse on Classic FM. The music there from John Williams. Now, music with a little nod to times ahead. Longer, lighter evenings, definitely enjoying those. This particular sound from Vaughan Williams, maybe not one of our favourite aspects of summer, but the music, much loved. It's the overture from The Wasps. Overture from the Wasps by Vaughan Williams, the Halle Orchestra conducted by Mark Elder. We'll get an update for you on the traffic and travel for the journey home this Thursday. That's coming up 5:30, and then from Beethoven, one of his most loved piano sonatas.
Classic FM.
Oh, I haven't laughed this much in ages.
I feel like I can't really let go. I know my bladder won't be able to take a real belly laugh. The floodgates will open.
You need Always Discreet pants. Total game changer.
Oh, let's have a look.
They feel just like underwear, but they're super absorbent. Plus, they fit like a glove. Have a go.
It feels amazing to properly relax and have a good old giggle. Same time next week.
Complete protection from heavy leaks with Always Discreet Boutique.
Classic FM travel.
There are queues on the M48 Severn Bridge in both directions between England and Wales after a police investigation earlier. In Leicestershire, there are delays on the M1 northbound. A car's broken down before junction 23 for Loughborough. In Greater Manchester, there are queues on the M60 anti-clockwise. A car is having a tyre change before junction 15. That's the Swinton interchange. And it's slow in Glasgow on the M8 westbound because of an accident at junction 19 for Addiston Cross. Now to the trains. Eurotunnel have delays of up to 2.5 hours at Folkestone. That's down to technical problems.
Classic FM. Thank you.
Classic FM.
Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, Simon Rattle conducting for Sarti Gymnopédie No. 3. And before, the music that Beethoven dedicated to one of his students that he was quite in love with. He thought about marriage, but their stations in life didn't match up and there could be no match in that case. His Piano Sonata No. 14, The Sound of Moonlight on Classic FM, where I have The Sound of the Black Swan to play you this afternoon from Tchaikovsky and Swan Lake. That on the way in just a moment, but first, talking of a movie moment.
Every weekend, Classic FM at the movies.
Two evenings full of your favourite soundtracks. Presented by Jonathan Ross.
Some film scores really stick with you, don't they? They make you feel something, even long after the film's finished. And that's what we celebrate every weekend, with a programme packed full of fantastic music from the films you love.
Classic FM at the movies with Jonathan Ross.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Tomorrow evening from 7.
Classic FM.
Helen Harbison's Far Out in the Ocean. Playing on Classic FM, we heard Helen together with London Primavera. It's Margarita Taylor seeing you home on this Thursday afternoon.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Such a fabulous minute of music. The Black Swan from Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky, one of the most loved ballets in the world, initially considered a bit of a disaster. Before, we heard from Sanson's The Dance Macabre, played by the Basel Symphony Orchestra with Ivor Bolton directing. It's Margarita Taylor with you on Classic FM, where, for the journey home, I've booked a passage on the Oneidan line after the news headlines and the weather with Tim next. composer Leonardo Lee. We heard the cello concerto in D, the second movement, played by Sol Gobetta and Capella Gobetta. Now, news headlines on the way, as promised, with Tim next. An update on the weather for this evening, two to come, and then all aboard for the journey home.
Classic FM.
Antarctica. You have to experience it to truly appreciate the beauty, the wildlife, the sheer majesty. Experience it with state-of-the-art expedition equipment and hands-on scientific research activities, all in exceptional Viking comfort. We invite you to discover the world's seventh continent, Antarctica. Learn more at Viking.com. Viking, exploring the world in comfort.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on 02 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Mind the doors. Stand clear of the doors, please.
It's Easter, and you know what that means. Your fridge is going to be as packed as a rush hour tube train. And with Easter epic deals going on at Currys, maybe you want to think about getting a new Samsung fridge freezer. You'll find huge savings on the Space Max range, which are the same size on the outside, but very cleverly, now bigger on the inside. So you can get, on average, an extra 3 bags of shopping in. In-store and online, at Currys. Energy rating C to E.
Interactive Investor has an ISA to suit you, whether you prefer to manage it yourself or have our experts do it for you. And with awards like the Times Money Mentor's Best Stocks and Shares ISA and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, we really don't need a fancy orchestral jingle to convince you. Because the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
Global Player.
Find thousands of brilliant podcasts like Blummin' Legends with Johnny Vaughan.
Each week we tell you all about a Blummin' Legend. So these people could be explorers, hunters, musicians, everything in between. We fill you in on the history, give you some of the facts, and hopefully entertain you in the process.
And find brilliant live playlists like Classic FM Revision. The perfect classical music to help you focus.
Global Player.
Download it now for free.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, the Chancellor has told us the government will support British businesses after Donald Trump's tariffs announcement. Britain's been hit by a 10% tax on products it sends to America. But Rachel Reeves says ministers won't rush into things.
We're listening to business. We know that they don't want us to react too quickly. They want to make sure that we do everything in our power to achieve an economic agreement with the United States.
The EU has been handed a 20% levy. China's is 54%. The UK's charities watchdog has opened an investigation into the Duke of York's charity, Centre Barley. Prince Harry says there have been blatant lies after he resigned as patron last week. His chair has accused him of harassment and bullying. The government says it will match donations given by the British public to an official appeal for Myanmar. More than 3,000 people are known to have died in Friday's earthquake.